time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I try not to get too much into politics in my comments, but Measure Q is a sort of a complicated measure. If it were merely an extension of the measure we passed a few years ago, it would be a no-brainer. Our fire, police, and other law enforcement agencies need to be funded to the max. However, as I read the pamphlet explaining the measure, several other items were included in the explanation. If that many issues are underfunded, it would seem to me that a general tax increase might be appropriate. Tom Cookman made some interesting and appropriate comments about the rather high salaries being pulled down by some of our higher-placed county employees, and he asked for a no vote on Q. Unfortunately, that would not solve anything. It's highly unlikely that these highly paid employees would take a pay cut. The only way that might happen is that when the job comes up for a new person, the wages and perks be made more in line. Getting back to Measure Q, the fact that all those other projects are included weakens it some. If we can be sure that law enforcement and fire services get first pick of the monies raised, I think Measure Q should be voted in. A small increase in sales tax is a rather painless way of raising funds. Chief Woods of the Humboldt, formerly Eureka Fire Department, said on KINS that one station would be closed down and several firefighters would be laid off. That, I think, is unacceptable. Same thing with the police department. Given the number of buildings in Eureka and the number of areas that are fire susceptible, we need a full force, and the same with the police department, given the number of people running around out there who are causing most of the problems with their probability of needing police attention. So think it through carefully, and remember, it might be your house that's on fire or being broken into. This coming Friday night is a busy one. The Eureka Chamber Music Series is holding its first concert of the year at Calvary Lutheran Church, south in Prospect Streets across from Alice Burney School at 7:30 p.m. The artist is Daria Robotkina, a wonderful pianist. She was here last year and is a very nice person as well as being a master musician. There is a Meet the Artist reception following the concert. Be there. The other great piece of entertainment is the annual Beer and Peanut Show put on by the Humboldt Harmoniers. Friday night show will be at the Azalea Hall in McKinleyville, right across the street from the Ace Hardware Store. It will feature the Humboldt Harmoniers, some local quartets, and the local women's chorus. $12 gets you in and all your refreshments. Saturday night show is, as usual, at the River Lodge in Fortuna. Same format. Both shows start at 6:59 p.m. There will be a door prize at each show. The Harmoniers consist of local men who love to sing. Come and join us on Monday nights at 7 o'clock on the north side of the Eureka Mall. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.